The free ride for motorists in Port Moody could soon be over, at least when they park their vehicles. At Tuesday's, May 16, meeting of the Strategic Priorities Committee, Council will consider a motion by Coun. Kyla Knowles to implement pay parking at city-owned facilities and locations. In a memo, Knowles said Port Moody has lagged behind neighboring communities and Metro Vancouver in charging for parking. That's led to a bit of a parking spot free for all at busy locations like Rocky Point Park, where visitors to the waterfront have to compete with patrons and employees of the adjacent brewers on Murray Street and even SkyTrain and West Coast Express commuters looking to avoid fees at the parking lot surrounding the Moody Center station. Knowles said not charging for parking discourages turnover in busy lots. She said, at Rocky Point Park, families come with umbrellas, picnic lunches and blankets and park there the entire day for free, because they can. Knowles said pay parking encourages visitors to move on when their time is up, opening parking spots for more users to patronize local businesses. As well, parking fees will generate much-needed revenue for the city. Paid parking could and should help municipalities offset the cost of maintaining infrastructure, Knowles said. It shifts the financial burden of these costs to actual users who often aren't even Port Moody residents. Knowles said implementing paid parking is socially responsible. It encourages drivers to leave their cars at home and consider more cost-effective and less polluting ways to get to their destination, like transit, walking or cycling. Pay parking has been floated several times in recent years as a way to trim residents' property tax burden, including a 2014 plan to charge non-residents $1 an hour for up to a 4-hour maximum when visiting Rocky Point Park. This year, property owners in Port Moody face a 9.96% increase to their property taxes. Meanwhile, the implementation of pay parking in regional parks like Belcarra during the busy summer months has been scorned by some visitors, who call it opportunistic. Sound off. Is it time for motorists to pay their way when parking in Port Moody? Where should parking fees be implemented? Share your thoughts in a letter to the editor. Be sure to include your full name and city of residence.